Our scripture for today is from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, "Pass through the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for in 3 days you are to cross over the Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So 38 years before what we see happening in today's scripture, 38 years earlier, Joshua had been ready to go into the promised land. Here's how the story went. Moses had led the people out of Egypt, where they had been in slavery. They had fled from Pharaoh across the Red Sea, and then they had stopped at Sinai for about 2 years. They made camp there. And while they were at Sinai, this is where God made covenant with those people. He gave them his law. He gave them his law as a way to understand what it meant to be God's people. The law, you see, described how it was that they were to act differently from all of the other people on the earth, all of the people on earth who were not God's chosen people. And it was there at Sinai, too, that God's chosen people tended to show a little weariness. Little sign of weariness of living life in the wilderness. And they were known to be quite stubborn, and they could be rebellious. But God stayed with them. And finally, one day, it was time to move on from where they were at camp. And as they got closer and closer to the land of Canaan, the promised land, God told Moses, "Pick out 12 men, pick out one man from each tribe of Israel, and they are going to be spies." Sounds real intriguing, right? They are going to be spies. "Send them into the land to check out this land that I have promised to you." And the men, they all returned and they all agreed, "The land truly is a land flowing with milk and honey." But here's the problem. Most of the men reported that while this land was wonderful, it was also filled with giants. Giants who lived in fortified cities. There was no way, they reported, "There is no way we will prevail. We cannot compete with the people who are there for this land." One spy, Caleb, stood up and he says, "I believe we will prevail." But by that point, those weary people were frightened. And they were starting to say some of these things that Moses was oh too familiar with from these people. "It would have been better to have died in Egypt than to have come out here into this wilderness to die." Or, "Let's just go back to Egypt." And so, Joshua, who was another one of those spies, he stood up by his friend Caleb and he says, it really is a good land. And I promise if the Lord is pleased with us, he will give it to us. He promised that to us after all. We should not be afraid. The Lord is with us. And do you know what Caleb and Joshua got in return for that? The people threatened to stone them. And do you know what the people got in return for that? And for their distrust and for their stubbornness, they got to wander around in the desert for another 38 years. God said, none of you will see the people go into the promised land except for Caleb and Joshua. And so we find ourselves in today's scripture almost four decades later. And Joshua is once again looking at the promised land. It's a much different view than he had before. When they had spied into the promised land, they had come up from the south. And here they are on the east side of the Jordan, and they are looking over the land from that area. But he is looking on that same land that God had promised to them. But now it is time. It is time to do battle for this land. Whether those are giants there or not, it is time. The people had already, they had already had some battles and won on the east side of the Jordan. They had already taken some land from some people who lived there. That land was already set aside for three of the tribes of Israel, but for now there were still more battles to be had. There were conquests ahead. And these were days that were going to test the resolve of this already weary people. So I think we can all agree that this is a perfect time for a change in leadership. Not at all. Not at all. But that is exactly what happens to them. Moses has died. And Joshua has been promoted to be the leader of the people at a critical time in their history. But Joshua is ready. Joshua was ready. He had been Moses' right-hand man for years, for decades. He had been preparing for this transition for a long time, so he was as ready as he was ever going to be. And the people, they were pretty much ready too. They were very familiar with Joshua. Moses had talked about that he would be the one to lead them after he was gone. Moses had told them, I will not be crossing the Jordan with you. But the Lord will go before you, and the Lord will give you this land, and Joshua will be the one to lead you. And Moses told the people, and he told Joshua before he died, be strong, be bold, the Lord will be with you, the Lord will not fail you. Now that should sound familiar, because we just heard that in today's scripture. Because these were the very words that God spoke to Joshua. Right before Joshua went and told the people to get ready, it's time to move in to the promised land. Now, a few weeks ago, if you were in the contemporary worship services, you might have heard Pastor Gary preach about the story of Jesus' baptism. And in that story, we heard God say some things to Jesus that day. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Now these were words that God spoke to Jesus as Jesus was preparing to take leadership of a ministry too. John the Baptist had been out in the wilderness preaching God's word. And Jesus was about to take over that ministry. And those are the words that God spoke to him. They boiled down to, you are my child. I love you. I am pleased with you. Now, today's story is also set near the Jordan River. And it has words that we need to hear and believe today, just like we need to hear those words that God said to Jesus there at his baptism. Words that we need when we look out into our future our future that is sometimes very bright and exciting, and our future that is sometimes very scary and unsure. We hear these words, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. The Lord is with you. But God told Joshua something else that day. He said, meditate on God's law day and night and act in accordance with it, and then you will prosper. Act in accordance with God's law. This was something that was important to God. Why else would he have given them all that law? All those ways to be God's people. It had been important to Moses, and it was important to Joshua every minute of his life. Now, the book of Joshua is not one that we spend a lot of time with in church. At least, I feel like I haven't heard a whole lot of sermons about Joshua. When I was a kid, I remember hearing that story of Joshua and Jericho, where Joshua leads the people of Israel around the city 6 days, around and around and around and around, and then on the seventh day, they blow their horns and the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. But outside of that story, I feel like this is a book of the Bible that we don't spend much time with. But I tell you what, the book of Joshua does have a verse that some of us may know, because it's one of those, let's put it on a plaque and hang it on our walls at home verses. You know it. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. See, Joshua says this to encourage the people as he is nearing his death, near the very end of the book of Joshua. He has, by this point, led the people into the land. He has, with God at their side, they have conquered it all. The tribes are all settled into their territories, and everything is at rest. It's all peaceful. It's all quiet. Everything is good in the land of milk and honey. They had been strong, they had been courageous, and God had been with them. But Joshua knew that it was just those sorts of times, just those quiet, good times when God's people were most apt to forget God and to forget the ways that God had called them to be set apart, to be different. He knew that the further and further they were from those days when they needed to be strong, when they needed to be courageous, when they had to trust in the Lord, that was when it was the easiest to forget God's laws, to forget God's ways, and to forget who they were. So he reminds them of it. He reminds them of it before he dies. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Join me in making this promise to God. On that day before they crossed the Jordan into their inheritance, Joshua was told things by God that we need to hear today as we stand on the cusp of the next great thing or the next frightening thing that our life has in store for us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be frightened or dismayed. The Lord is with you. But we cannot forget. We cannot forget to meditate on God's law day and night and act in accordance with it. We cannot forget to serve the Lord, my household, your households, our household together here in the church. Now, we kind of bristle a bit when we talk about God's law, but just because it looks different to us. You know, the Israelites, when they thought of God's law, they thought about those two stone tablets that they carried around in the Ark of the Covenant. They thought about all of these rules and these regulations that they had to follow that governed everything that they did in their life. But we have a different way of looking at God's law, because Jesus taught us God's law, and he taught us what it means for us today to be God's people. When we think about God's law today, we might not think so much about those stone tablets with the Ten Commandments. We think about how Jesus lived and how he died so that we would be reconciled to God. We think about all of these things that Jesus did and he said and he taught, and our lives are to be transformed by them. When we are prone to fear, we remember that Jesus is on our side and that Jesus was not afraid of anything. It didn't matter what man threw his way. When we are prone to apathy, we remember that Jesus showed us that we are to be the people who are not silent in the face of injustice or oppression or evil of any kind. And when we are prone to wandering away from God, we are to remember what Jesus did to bring us back into the flock. So this day, let us be the people who are strong in Christ, bold in the Spirit, and who know that God goes with us wherever we go, following his ways, sharing his gospel, and fearing nothing. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, this world can be a scary and frightening place, even if what we think is going to be a great day is ahead of us. We never know what might hit us that day. But we know that you go with us, and we know that your Son came to show us how to live a life where we serve you and we serve those around us. We know that we are not always obedient to the way that you have asked us to be. We know that we have not always done your will for us. We have not always followed your law. We have rebelled against it, in fact. We have not always loved our neighbors, though that is what you told us to do. We have not always heard the cry of those who are in need because we worry about our own. Forgive us, Lord, this day. Forgive us this day. And as we come before you to share in the Lord's Supper, we ask that you would give us your strength, that you would remind us that we are forgiven, and that you are always with us, and we have nothing to fear. Amen.